The Zinkton Resort project would be a significant threat to local populations of grizzly bear and wolverine, a new assessment report concludes. It would fragment the quality and quantity of their habitat, as well as that of other wildlife species, according to a study authored by the Tainaha Nation Council. Results of this assessment find the cumulative effects of existing and proposed land use activities within this narrow and vital corridor are considered high hazard, the report states. The assessment covers a part of the Selkirk Mountains that is claimed as home territory by both the Tainaha Nation Council and the Sinixt Confederacy. The 70-page assessment report, entitled A Tainaha Cumulative Effects Evaluation for a Portion of Amakus Ak Pu, North Slocan, selected the wolverine and the grizzly bear as the key benchmark species. They are key species due to their cultural importance, specialized habitat requirements and known sensitivity to recreational activities. A summary and the full report can be found at https://tinyurl.com/28uch. Study area map with Tainaha place names. Map. Tainaha Nation Council and Yukon Nuki. The report also assesses the impacts on moose, mountain goat, western toad, huckleberries, old-growth forest and fish habitat, concluding that land use planning should not be restricted to the impacts of Zinkton but should be regional. Only such a comprehensive approach will ensure the cultural and environmental values and rights of Ketunazanantik, the Ketunasa people, are respected and honored into the future. The report states that its 12 authors and contributors include subject matter experts, Tainaha and non-Tainaha, Tainaha citizens, and Western science biologists. The Zinkton proposal would see a wilderness resort built on 5,000 hectares in the Selkirk Range, on both private and public land, in the backcountry between New Denver and Caslow, and in the vicinity of four parks, Kokanee Glacier, Goat Range, Valhalla and the Purcell Wilderness Conservancy. The project is now enmeshed in the provincial government's many stages of application and approval for wilderness tenures. In addition to Zinkton, the assessment report addresses a non-mechanized adventure tourism proposal known as Mount Brennan Backwoods Recreation, located adjacent to and east of Zinkton. Like Zinkton, that project has applied for provincial government approval with no decision yet. The Tainaha assessment looks at the cumulative impacts of recreational and all other human activity in the study area, including forest harvest, wildfires, insect infestations, foreseeable urban and rural expansion, increased traffic volume, recreational activities and climate change. The authors used ALSES, a software designed to simulate past and future cumulative environmental effects. The analysis focuses not only the likelihood of habitat loss but of habitat fragmentation and degradation. Existing and proposed recreation tenure activities within and adjacent to the local study area and Highway 31A corridor. Map. Tainaha Nation Council and Yukon Nuki. The assessment states that its authors have attempted to answer the question, how much recreational activity, coupled with existing land uses such as mining, forestry, roads, other linear corridors, urban, rural development, etc., exceeds the carrying capacity of the land and the associated tolerance limits of biodiversity components. The authors acknowledge that the owners of the Zinkton project have planned a wildlife corridor protection zone with opportunities for grizzly bear viewing, but they question whether restrictions on public access would be enforced or enforceable. The assessment report states that the impacts of such recreation tenures are often larger than the designated area because recreational users often spread out and cover vast areas and do not confine their activities to existing trails and/or designated use areas, and this can affect the denning of wolverines and grizzlies. Other findings: an estimated 20% reduction in summer habitat quantity and quality for grizzly bears has occurred since pre-contact, and another 48.8% reduction is predicted with approval of the developments. 94% of the huckleberry crop will be threatened, with implications for bears and for cultural harvest. Wolverine habitat could be reduced by 21% to 60%. There would be significant reductions in quality and quantity of mountain goat and moose habitat. Decreasing snow levels and increasing air and water temperature due to climate change may exacerbate all of the above effects in ways that are difficult to predict. Tainaha and Cynics. The report states that the Tainaha actively use the study area, and that the projects may compromise their ability to do this. We maintain stewardship responsibility for the area that incorporates our laws and values, including respecting and nurturing Ake Exam as Kapi Kapsan, all living things. We actively use the study area for the exercise of Tainaha rights, including knowledge transmission and harvesting resources, huckleberry. In February, the Sinixt Confederacy of the Colville Confederated Tribes called for the provincial government to conduct a formal environmental assessment of the Zinkton proposal. Such an assessment is an option in the government's approval process, but the province says it does not know whether it will order one. The Sinixt's letter explained that the Supreme Court of Canada, in its 2021 decision in R. v. De Sotel, declared the Sinixt an Aboriginal people of Canada. That gives the Sinixt a constitutionally protected right to hunt in their traditional territory in British Columbia, and to be engaged and consulted on anything that would impact those rights. The Sinixt Confederacy and the Tainaha Nation both claim the territory in which the Zinkton proposal resides. Neither group responded to the Nelson Star's request for comment for this story. The provincial government process. No one at the Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport, TACS, which is overseeing the tenure application process for both projects, was willing to be interviewed about the Tainaha assessment report. However, an email from a ministry communication spokesperson stated, "The report provides valuable information regarding cumulative effects, environmental values and Tainaha's interests within the area, which are being considered within its major project review of the resort proposal by TACS." TACS staff will continue work with agency partners, local government, stakeholders and area First Nations including the Tainaha and Sinixt First Nations as part of the review process including a fulsome environmental assessment. David Harley, the lead proponent of the Zinkton project, responded to the Tainaha report in an email to the Nelson Star, stating, "Zinkton was pleased to see the Tainaha Sea paper. We look forward to studying it more as time permits." He said Zinkton wants to improve the environment, not damage it. The plan includes remediating the Whitewater Canyon lead and zinc mining contamination that has been flowing into the Caslow River and into Kootenay Lake for more than a century, he said. Harley also downplayed the perception that Zinkton will intrude on the natural world. Zinkton's mission is to be inclusive, small-scale and climate-neutral, rustic, backcountry, van life, not a slick downhill ski resort. Read more. Sinixt Confederacy asks BC for formal assessment of proposed Zinkton Resort. Public consultation process set to close for proposed recreational area near New Denver. Sinixt Confederacy opens office in Nelson. Petition against Zinkton backcountry proposal picks up. Online survey shows range of support for Zinkton ski development.